The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for Exposing the Masters Within. Let's get started.
Today is Sunday, December 9th, 2012. If you're listening live, and it's whatever time it is when you might happen to be listening, if you're listening to the recording, welcome everyone. So glad to be here. So glad that you're here with me. And as always, before we jump into the topic for today, let's see if we can get a little more connected, a little more conscious, a little more present. Not just with the words that are coming through me to you, but with the larger reality. So as we begin that, allow your own breathing to deepen a little bit and set the intention that you are choosing to open into connection, greater awareness of your own divinity, of your own mastery, of the power that is deep inside of you, and in fact, through every level of you. And just allow yourself to open to that, to feel that flow, to feel that energy filling you on every level. So open to that energy. Open to that energy at the physical level. Allow yourself to feel that. Well, whatever it is that you feel. And allow that to expand as well into the emotional body. And just let any emotional upset, trauma, energy out of balance just fade away, fall away, as you fill your emotional body with your divinity. And again, allow that to expand still further and to fill the mental body, and allow the confusion, the questions, the minutiae, the details, the shoulds, the to-do list, let all of that just fall away from you like snowflakes. Gently, easily, effortlessly, as your own divinity comes up to fill that portion of you. And open now to allowing your divinity to fill all of your energy field. That named and unnamed, known and unknown at the conscious level. Just allow your breathing to pump that energy throughout your energy system. And let's open it even further, slightly further, more consciously, opening into all of the connections that you have in all of the relationships that you have, allowing your own divine energy to flow more fully into those relationships, more fully into those connections. Wonderful. All right, let's take this a step further and open to another level of our reality that we are not necessarily conscious of all the time. most of us anyway. And so this is about connecting with our Mother Earth. So allow yourself to open to receiving the energy, the love, the support, the presence of our Mother Earth within your own personal energy field. And again, open through the layers, open the physical level, and allow that energy to fill you. Open the emotional, and allow that love and support to fill you. Open the mental, and allow that love and support to fill you. And then your entire energy field, feeling love and support, in many ways, is the equivalent of feeling safe and secure. And allow that sense to fill your entire energy field. And now, allow the energy of gratitude for being able to be in a body right now, being able to be in these dimensions right now, to flow out of you, that gratitude to flow back to our Mother Earth. And as we do so, as we connect with the gratitude, we open up and allow ourselves to actually receive more of that love and support, to experience it more directly. So, just take that in. Feel the energy flowing in both directions to the degree that you're able at this time. And allow yourself to connect as well with your own energy of love. Now, it could be love directly for our Mother Earth, but it can also be love of whatever you love in this lifetime, because being on the Earth, being a part of the Earth, allows everything that we experience to happen, both what we label as good and what we label as bad. So connect with those things that you truly love to experience, that can only be allowed because we're in bodies, because we're in this dimension, because we're on this planet. And allow that love that comes up to flow out to the Mother Earth as well. In a way, it's a form of gratitude, but it's different. It's a different energy. And so as we allow ourselves to share that love, so we open more to bring in and receive the support and love that she offers us. Let's take that one step further into whatever your own personal call is, whatever your own personal expression is. As you express yourself, as you express your light, as you express your divinity and your mastery that we opened up first, as you do that, you are supporting everything else, everyone else, including our Mother Earth. And so step into that energy of support that is the expression of yourself. You are completely unique in all of existence and all of creation. And if there is a singular purpose that you have, it's not defined by your job. It's defined by your light. It's defined by your energy. It's defined by your expression. Not just at work, but in every moment. And so as you step into that, you are supporting this level of reality, this existence. And the more you step in and express your divinity, your mastery, the more you're supporting everyone else in expressing theirs. All right, so let's breathe through that, knowing that these connections, this opening to our mastery, this opening with the Mother Earth, they're going to remain at the level we've opened them to throughout this time we spend together. And we're going to move on and open up the connection to our divine support staff. Our team, they don't work for us. They work with us. So team is a better word than staff. But we're going to open in that same way and allow yourself to open to receive their love and support, because they are here supporting each of us. And open up your energy field, starting at the physical, and let yourself feel that support in whatever way it's possible for you to flow in, to flow through, to become a part of your reality in this moment, a more conscious part of your reality, and expand as well and open up the emotional and the mental levels to receive that support as well. And open up the rest of your energy field, all of your energy field, to allow that support and love to flow to you and through you. and feel again the expansion of your capacity to feel safe and secure. Again, their love and support is here, allowing us, aiding us to feel more of who we truly are, to come more into that experience of our divinity, and thereby more into that expression of our divinity. Wonderful. And again, connect with your energy of gratitude for this love and support and allow that to flow back out to them. Allow that to be shared with them. And as you do so, you are opening up and enabling yourself to receive more. Because to step into gratitude is to step into a space of safety, of yes in this moment. And as we step into that yes, we open to receive more. And so allow that gratitude to flow out. And once more, connect with those things, experiences, people, whatever it might be that you love. And connect with that love and allow that love to flow and allow that love to flow with the gratitude to these beings, the angels and guides, the teachers, the masters, etc., that are here supporting you in this moment, in every moment. And once more, as we allow that to flow out to them, we open to receive more fully. And step in consciously again to your personal expression. And offer that to the world. Offer that, not just to these divine beings that we are working in tandem with, that we are in partnership with to create these changes on planet Earth, but to all of the planet. And as we do that, that is our support that we offer back. And as we do so again, we open up to receive more fully. All right, so let's connect more consciously, directly with each other. Allow yourself to open to this community, to the Exposing the Masters Within community, all of those who are gathered here choosing mastery, choosing to move into our power, choosing to move into our divinity. And in that shared intention, in that shared desire, there is power. As we gather together with shared intention, we are magnified in our capacity to receive. Because again, it creates that larger energy field. Again, another aspect of that feeling of safety and support. And so step into that and allow yourself to connect with that shared intention and the support that it offers to you. And feel that flowing through the physical, the emotional, the mental, your entire energy field. And feel your own expression of that desire, your own expression of that intention flowing back into that group consciousness, into that mass consciousness, feeding it. And allow your gratitude for the support to flow back there, feeding it as well. And feel, as you share in that way, the greater expansion of what you're able to receive. And let's take a step further and connect with all of those who are in the same boat with us, all of humanity, and that shared desire, that shared intention that we all have for things to be better than they are. And feel the pulse of that. To me, it's a deep, deep core, almost like a throb, bigger than a heartbeat. It is a massive energy. If there is anything at the core of all humanity that we share, it's the desire for things to be better than they are. And allow yourself to connect with that and feel supported by it, feel buoyed up by it. It lifts us, especially from the perspective that we know that it can get better. Lots of people might not feel that all the time. But if you're here listening, if you're here connecting, if you're here co-creating with me, you're someone who believes very deeply that it can get better and that it can get better by your choice. And so we can connect with that more powerfully and make better use of it, perhaps, in that sense of being able to really feel amplified by it, really feel empowered by it. So let that energy of shared desire, shared intention flow through you physically, emotionally, mentally, throughout your energy field. And then let's move specifically to focus on that subset of humanity that is consciously seeking empowerment, that is consciously opening the doors to divinity and mastery. For the intention is stronger there, that awareness is stronger there, that yes, we can make a difference. Individually and collectively, we can and we are making a difference. And so that intention is not just to improve things, but it is to discover, to experience, to express mastery. And that pulsing is even stronger because the consciously held focus, the consciously held intention has a lot more power than the unconsciously held desire. And so allow yourself to breathe that in and through you, filling you on all levels, physically, emotionally, mentally, throughout your energy field. All right. Well, thank you for connecting with me as we get underway here. It is always appreciated, well, your presence here in general, but your willingness to join together, because that is not something that happens all the time. It's not something that happens automatically or easily for a lot of humanity. And in some ways, that's going to be the focus today. Why that's the case and what we can do about it and how we can choose to open to it more consciously and more completely and more frequently. But I'd like to start with a discussion of insulation. As it turns to winter here in New England and looking out over the next few days, the next weeks, and probably the next months, there's not much likelihood that the temperature is going to get above 50 degrees Fahrenheit again for quite some time, and that the lows are going to get lower and lower and lower and colder and colder. And I am still living in a 100-year-old parsonage that, well, when they built back then, they built solidly, but they did not build with great insulation. And so it's been very much on my mind as the weather is getting colder to get out there and caulk the windows and to do other things that I can do to help insulate myself against the cold. But that has given me inspiration, perhaps, in what to talk about here today, because insulation from the cold is a lot of what we do in our behaviors in the world, I think. We try to insulate ourselves from the experiences with others that are going to be painful, that are going to be difficult, that are going to be unpleasant, that are not going to be easy. And as we do that, as we try to insulate ourselves, as we put on the behavior patterns that essentially keep us separated from each other, we keep out not just the cold, not just that which feels difficult. And I could be having this conversation, having this discussion at the other end of the spectrum when it's getting too hot in the summertime and be talking about the same thing. So it's not just about the cold. It's about whatever experiences we are in judgment of because they're unpleasant that we try to insulate ourselves from. And what is insulation but separation? It's preventing ourselves from experiencing something because we believe that that something is not going to be pleasant. It's going to be too hot. It's going to be too cold. It's going to be angry. It's going to be sad. It's going to bring up shame. It's going to bring up guilt. It's going to bring up a negative in some way or another. And so I don't want to deal with that, so I'm going to put that over there. And it's a reflection, I believe, as everything in the external world is, which is how I got to this in the first place, this metaphor of insulation. It's a reflection of that experience of separation that we feel within, separation from our divinity. And so we mirror that in how we approach others. We insulate ourselves from others both because we don't know our own divinity fully, but also because we don't know or trust their divinity fully. And so the expectation, the negative expectation, the fear-based expectation that we go into relationship with has a hesitancy built into it. We hesitate because we're not sure what's going to come to us from the other person. We want to believe, we'd love to believe, that they're acting from good intentions, but most of us have a long line of experiences in our life where the other person wasn't necessarily acting from those good intentions that we wish they had been. And so it's tricky how to insulate ourselves in a way that is safe but not negative. Well, and the truth is, we can't. We can't. There was an interesting idea I came across in looking at insulation and things. And it talked about how you have to be careful when you're doing it because of what you might trap inside with you. In other words, they get these new houses that are built and they are so sealed and so protected and so well insulated that all of these harsh chemicals and things just stick around and people get ill, so to speak, from the toxins that they keep inside with them because of their insulation. Now, that works both at the level of the house or the other structure, as well as about the energy field. As we insulate ourselves from others, as we cut ourselves off from them, as we prevent ourselves from sharing our truth, what do? We stew inside of our own juices, so to speak. We not only keep them out as much as possible so that we don't get hurt by their behavior that we can't trust because we don't know their divinity, because we don't know our divinity. But what are we locking ourselves in the room with inside of us? Well, we're locking ourselves in with our pain. We're locking ourselves in with all the negative emotions that we've ever suppressed. We're locking ourselves in with all, well, as some would call it, with all of our shadow all of the things that we judge about ourselves that we are trying to hide. This is part of the reason for putting the insulation out there, for being in those behavior patterns, is that we have things that we feel ashamed of, things that we judge about ourselves that we don't want anyone else to see. Because God knows, if they judge, if they see them, they would judge us, and if they judge us, they will leave. Or they will attack. Or they will do something else unpleasant. And we won't have whatever interaction with them we might have had. Well, that's interesting to me. That idea. Because knowing how energy works, what we do when we go into those self-protective cocoons, and granted, sometimes that's a good thing in our healing process. Sometimes we need to take ourselves back a step so that we can go within and clean out. It's like going to clean out the basement or the attic or the garage. You just have to go down into it. And although some people might say, it's easier if you can get others to help you clean out the attic or the garage or the basement. I know many people, myself included, who are self-protective enough and have enough fear left that I'm afraid I might throw out something I could still use later. So I'm going to go through it by myself. But there are those times when it really does need to be just us. No one else can go through our process for us. And so there is an aspect of that insulation that can be good. But that caterpillar goes through a specific process in entering the cocoon and in being in the cocoon and comes out a butterfly, comes out transformed. And many of us are using the insulation not to give us space as a cocoon so that we can do the transformation, but as a protection. As a place to hide. And what happens? Well, we sit in the must. We sit in the mold. We sit in that negative. And we stew in it. Not necessarily consciously. We may not be sitting around worrying about all of our past stuff all of the time. We may not be worrying, but the energy of it is whirring around inside of us. It is spinning. It is manifesting. It is creating. And so it brings to us the mirror images. It brings to us the people and situations that we're afraid of, where exposure is the only way to go if we're to get through, where it is necessary to share a deeper aspect, to be willing to step up and express what's really going on inside of us. I've had discussions recently with lots of people, but with a few people in particular, there have been some very deep discussions lately about boundary setting. And depending upon what you think about boundary setting and how good you feel you are at it, you may not feel that this applies to you. But one of the things that is fascinating to me about setting boundaries, about saying, you know what, that's not acceptable behavior for you to have toward me. I can't accept that anymore, which is essentially the core of boundary setting. But the interesting thing about boundary setting, to me, most interesting, is that if you're doing it right, it doesn't feel comfortable. Now, in some ways, that doesn't make sense, just thinking about it or looking at it on the surface. But if you're setting a boundary, You're setting it because you need to set it, which means you haven't set it before. Well, that's obvious. that's one of those obvious statements. Duh, John. Okay. What's that supposed to mean to me? Well, the point is, the boundaries that you set automatically, you don't even think about as boundaries. They're simply ways you engage in the world that you're already comfortable with. Setting a boundary is a conscious process of claiming more space in your life that you are creating consciously. In other words, you're saying, I don't like this anymore. I don't want this anymore. And so I have to take steps to change it. And if I'm changing something and it's within a relationship with someone else, the habit patterns I've been running, the things that have been my attempt at insulating myself from the negative in this relationship, aren't working anymore. In other words, I'm feeling uncomfortable enough that I'm needing to feel uncomfortable in a different way to set a new boundary and change the interactive habit pattern that I have with this other person. And that's what it's about. It's exchanging one discomfort for another discomfort to get to a greater comfort. And that's the equation. If you multiply two negatives together, you get a positive. And that's essentially what we're talking about here. This circumstance is bad enough that I am willing to take action to change it, which is an uncomfortable thing for me to do. It's an uncomfortable step to take, but taking that step, setting the boundary, saying that's not acceptable anymore, is the only way I'm going to get to that new place where I have a larger space in my life that I'm creating consciously in the way I desire. In this case, creating a negative, meaning I'm, again, multiplying negatives together. I've got a negative experience that I don't want to have anymore. I want to erase it, so I'm taking a negative into it, my experience of difficulty or discomfort, while I set the boundary with the intention that that's going to create a better experience in my life, in that area, with that person. And, well, if you would, take a breath with me. Because it's not easy. It's not easy. Let's go to an extreme example. Boundary setting with others requires first boundary setting with ourselves. I have to individually decide that I can't take this experience anymore, that I'm not going to put up with it. So I have to set a boundary with myself that says, I need to do something about this. I need to create the change. Only when we've set that boundary with ourselves can we set it with anyone else. I don't know about you, but I've certainly gone into situations where I intended to speak up. I intended to say something. Well, if he ever does that to me again, I'm going to say this and put him in his place and stop it. And then I've gotten in that circumstance again and it hasn't worked. I haven't stepped up and spoken. Doesn't happen as frequently anymore, thankfully. In fact, I've had a rash of boundary settings lately. For some reason, revolving around money and expectations and things like that. And I won't get into details, but it's amazing how simply saying to someone, you made an assumption here about me. You didn't act in this way from an agreement. You didn't come to me and say, is this okay? You made an assumption. how much that can be an uncomfortable experience for me. And that's essentially what boundary setting is about. We get into patterns of behavior that are based on assumptions, based on what's okay behaviorally with other people. A lot of it's based in this level of reality from how we grew up. People who are abused as children expect to be abused as adults, or they expect to find others they can abuse as adults. Someday the power shifts. I'm going to be able to be the one in charge at another time. But these patterns are perpetuated when we don't question them, when we don't step up to change them, when we don't set boundaries and say that's not acceptable. But in order to set those boundaries, we need to step into another piece, an expanded piece of our divinity, which certainly I didn't create the structure of this program starting with making all those connections, because it was going to support setting boundaries. And yet I find it interesting that as I was going through those today with you, as I was working through those, how many times, and I don't know that I've ever said it this way before, how many times in there the energy that I was talking about was connecting with that sense of safety, that sense of security. And that's that expansion that happens when we open up and connect with more of our divinity. We feel safer, which allows us to set the boundary. Or, conversely, we set the boundary and it allows us to feel safer. It allows us to open up. To me, there's a bit of a leapfrog going on here. We have to open up to some degree into a greater sense of deserving. We deserve better than what we're getting. We deserve better than how we're being treated. Or we wouldn't set the boundary in the first place. And then we set the boundary and get the change in behavior, get the change in experience. And that allows us to feel still better, which eventually will allow us to set another boundary as we integrate that expanded sense of our value. And I think in some ways that's this process of empowerment. Now, I go back again to the magic for me of when I was looking for the name for this program and trying all of these different words, and I went through hundreds before I got to exposing and saying it almost as a joke, but feeling the energy and the power in it. Because every time we set a boundary, every time we choose, let me put this a different way. The insulation that I started with, those are our attempts at unconscious or passive boundary setting. They're the best that we could figure out as kids. And yes, I believe as souls we brought all these patterns in and chose our parents so we would get to play with these particular patterns. But let's just talk in this realm, this dimension right now, that we are in these behavior patterns, and some are dominant and some are submissive and some are being quiet and some are talking too much, and we all have our web of behaviors that we learned that this was the best we could do to take care of us when we didn't have the power, when we were not in charge as children. And as adults, as we step into adulthood, as we step through adulthood into mastery, what we're doing is we are taking
those unconscious patterns of insulation and pulling them away and replacing them with chosen patterns of interaction. Replacing them with a different kind of insulation, one that is active, one that says, if you treat me a certain way, I'm going to step up and say something because I'm choosing to create my world consciously. And if you're not going to abide by that, if you need to take care of yourself differently, then you're going to have to go do that within other relationships because I'm not going to maintain this one with you if you don't treat me with more respect, with more honor, if you don't listen to me, if you don't hear what I have to say, etc., 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 whatever the boundary might be about. But that's the thing. To me, I look at the insulation in the house, and here's where the metaphor breaks down, because passive insulation is much better. I would hate to have to try and run around the house with saran wrap every day to try and keep out the cold or the hot. But in my personal life, what I'm seeking to do, and the more I do it, the more I am willing to expose my true self, my true desires in the moment and express them to you in boundary setting, in sharing my dreams and desires, in sharing what I'm feeling in a given moment, in sharing my thoughts on a given topic. The more I'm willing to expose myself, the safer I am from anything you can do to me, from anything anyone can do to me, because the more I'm willing to express myself, the more I have already embraced my value, my worth, my divinity. Now, I'm not talking about, and you probably know someone like this, I've known numbers of people like this in my life. I'm not talking about those people who use self-exposure as a protection. They talk all the time. They share everything. The phrase TMI, for too much information, was coined about these people. There's nothing that they won't say about themselves, seemingly. But if you look closely at them, everything they're sharing is a mask that they're putting on. At least much of it is. Perhaps not everything. They're trying to distract you with the show of being that open. If they felt truly in their power, they wouldn't feel the need to share everything. They wouldn't feel the need to fill every moment with their talk. So that's not the kind of self-disclosure I'm talking about. And I'm not talking about doing that with everyone. Although that may feel odd, coming from someone who does self-exposure on the internet radio program, such as myself. But the fact that you're listening to this puts us on that same team, walking that same path into mastery. I'm willing to share with you, because in doing so, I become stronger. And hopefully you do as well. Whether it's because you resonate with things that I say and that helps you to open, or whether there are things that you disagree with, or when there are things that you disagree with that I say and it helps you to know your own truth more deeply because you use your discernment on what I'm saying. Either way, that you're listening
says that you're choosing to walk this path into your mastery, and you're choosing to be responsible for knowing your own truth. And for that opportunity for myself to take down some of my insulation and be willing to share myself. And those who have known me for a while will know that I'm a somewhat reluctant leader. It's in my astrology. It's in my numerology. It's everywhere energetically in me. And I am stepping up more and more to embrace it. But it still is not an automatic thing for me. It's not natural. I'm not an extrovert by nature. And I'm willing to share this because it's a safe place. And I hope you feel that way as well, that this is safe for you. Even if you don't ever contact me and say, I like this about the show, or I'd like to hear that about, or this, I want you to talk about this topic or address this question, or any of the other feedback that I ask for. But I hope that what this does for you is it helps you to feel safer within yourself, because one of my intentions with this program is to come into the place, to create that community where what I'm sharing, even the aspects that are personal to me, are also universal. That they have that energy that will connect with each of us, which, again, is another part of why I start each program the way that I do, with those connection points, coming into the community together. Because I'm not here just for me, I'm here for us. And so, thank you again for helping to create this. Thank you for being willing to come here. Even if I don't talk to you directly, even if you never email me or contact me or interact with me outside of this program, thank you for coming here and taking off some insulation and opening yourself within these energies, within this safe place. Because even that is acknowledging that you're more than you experience yourself to be. And it's opening up to create a safer place so you can expose yourself, so you can share more of that light out into the world. And so you can become more conscious and proactive in taking care of your space and your co-creative world. And let go of the passive and reactive and automatic ways that you were programmed with. So thank you for your willingness to walk this path. Because exposure, as with boundary setting, sharing yourself in any way can trigger that fear. When we explore a new friendship or a new potential partnership, part of the excitement is that nervousness of what can I share? What's okay? What's safe? What do they like? What do they not like? But the more we step into our mastery, the less we're concerned with what they like and the more we're concerned with what we like. Not to judge them as, are they worthy of our friendship? But to consciously acknowledge that what we share is equally important as what anyone else shares. And the more we come together with like-minded and like-hearted individuals to share together, the more we magnify those energies that are the closest to us, that are our true core, that are our divinity. And that's how we change the world, by stepping into our own power, by exposing ourselves as masters. So, thank you for taking off that insulation. And now I will do the very brief commercial announcement. On Friday, the 21st of December. As you know, we're coming up to the solstice, and depending on who you follow or what you've read or heard, that is the end of the Mayan calendar. And others are saying, well, maybe it's 12-12-12, blah, blah, blah. I don't know, and in some ways I don't care. What I do know is that, and if I'm wrong, I guess I won't know it after the fact, the world is not going to end on that day. And I also believe very strongly that it's not going to be flip on the light switch and suddenly everyone is out in the street singing Amazing Grace and everything is perfect. What I do know, what I do believe deeply myself, is that that is a day that is significant in the mass consciousness shift, where the status quo, the background energy, moves from fear into love. And as part of that, and this is the commercial part of the announcement, as part of that, on that day, there will be events all over the planet, of course. I will be doing the gateway, the final gateway activation in this first series. It is the gateway of home. And I don't know how they will talk about home when we get there, but I will talk about it as this. Home is knowing your own self fully. Because if you feel at home, you feel fully safe. If you feel fully safe, you're fully willing to express yourself. You're fully willing to be yourself. And so to me, that's what we're working with on that day. And opening up that gateway for us individually, for us collectively, for all of humanity, and for our Mother Earth. So that will be on Friday the 21st. We will also connect in with the energy of all the other, not so much directly associated, but the ones that are in alignment energetically. We will pull in and connect with all those other energies as well. So I would invite you to join us. As always, I say I will get that email out shortly. I'm actually getting more done these days along those lines. So my intention at this moment is that we'll go out on Tuesday. But December 21st, mark your calendars. If you don't have plans, that will be a wonderful, wonderful thing to join. Wonderful thing to have you join us. It will be 7:30 Eastern time. It will be available through the recording for anyone who already has plans that day if you're interested. So let's move on to the channeling. As always, while you allow your breathing to deepen again, I will do some toning, bring in whoever is going to be the messenger here today. So, yum dang Hello, dear ones. We are in your terms, we are the Arcturian Council of the Ascension. And we are here as one of the many, many energetic groups aiding with the shifting that you are going through at this time. And many of you who are listening have directly connected with us in your own dream time already. And the others who are listening will in the near future if you have not yet. Whether you remember that or not is irrelevant. But what we are here at this time bringing, what we are bringing to you today, well, we would give you an image from your earth. And the image is of the butterfly net. Because if you would, many, if not most, who are anticipating the energy shifts that are taking place, who are walking this pathway, are quite frankly trying too hard. They are taking it too seriously. Almost all walking this path are doing that at least some of the time. And so why do we bring you the image of the butterfly net? Well, if you would think of that butterfly as the ascended being that you seek to be, you don't want to crush it. You need to catch it gently. Some would say you even need to sneak up on it. If you go thrashing about and crashing through the woods and the fields and the flowers, it's going to be harder to catch. If you're swinging that with too much force, you're liable to damage it. You're liable to prevent it from coming into the rebirth that is the ascension. Now, why are we offering this to you now? Well, we want you to know many of you are experiencing this sense of stasis, this sense of waiting. It is very, very frustrating right now for many of you because you're not sure what to do next. You're not sure where you're headed. You're not sure what your purpose is. That's good, dear ones. It means you're in the cocoon. Allow the time that you need for the shift. What you need most is to apply that butterfly net to everything in your life. Allow yourself the necessary time. Regardless of what it is you're doing, allow yourself the necessary space, regardless of what it is you're doing. It will shift soon. You will feel greater clarity. You will feel more energy to take action. For some of you, that will be before the solstice. For some of you, that will be after. And we know, for those of you who are wise enough, soon is certainly a relative term when you are speaking to those who are not in linear time with you. But have patience. When you are feeling the frustration, when you are feeling the impatience, when you are feeling that you are failing, when you are feeling that you are stuck, remember that those feelings have come up so that you may release them, so that you may clear them, so that you may transcend them. Because at the core of everything you are doing and everything you are not doing is you. At the core of everything you are doing and everything you are not doing is your divinity. And that is where you are manifesting from, individually and collectively as light workers, and collectively as humans, and collectively as portions of your Mother Earth. And so when those energies come up of frustration and impatience, of fear and failure and stuckness, acknowledge them. Wave at them as they go. Imagine it to be a parade of your past. A parade like your Thanksgiving or your New Year's parade. In fact, combine those two. Be thankful it is your past marching away from you, and it is your new year, it is your rebirth marching in. And you get to be the spectator and the participant. You get to be the one watching the parade with the butterfly net. to catch the new butterflies, the new pieces of divinity, as they come out of the cocoon and into your life and into your expression. Enjoy the parade, dear ones. Namaste. All right. So, Doug, my friend, you can start those chimes up as I thank each and every one of you for co-creating this program with me here today. And as I thank the Arcturian Council for joining us. Remember, I cannot do this without you. It is a co-creation always, whether you come here live, whether you listen to the recording. And of course, I always appreciate your feedback and appreciate your feedback. Sometimes the tongue gets tied. So let me know what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like more of, what you'd like answers to. And I'll see what will happen in the flow as we go into the next. I will be here, same time, same place next week for the last program before that solstice. I hope you'll join me. You never know where you're going to go. You never know where we are going to go. You never know where the program's going to go until you get there, until you choose. So, hope you choose to join me. Much love, my friends. Have a wonderful week. Namaste.